This is WSKG News. Until recently, Dr. Elaine Calieros has been the darling of the Cuomo administration. But now he's one of the figures at the center of federal and state investigations into alleged pay-to-play schemes for economic development projects. Karen DeWitt takes a closer look at the head of SUNY Polytechnic Institute, a colorful and sometimes controversial scientist.
Good morning, everyone.
Dr. Elaine Calieros was recruited to New York over 20 years ago by the current governor's father, former Governor Mario Cuomo, in the 1990s to develop the then experimental nanocomputer chip technology as part of the State University at Albany. He's been tight with the state's leaders ever since, including Governors Pataki, Spitzer, Patterson, and now, at least until recently, Andrew Cuomo, whom Calieros is quick to praise. Here he is in July 2015 in Rochester with Vice President Joe Biden announcing a SUNY-designed and owned photonics lab.
And the man I'm proud to call my mentor, our leader, your governor, Governor Andrew Cuomo.
Governor Cuomo's been eager to return the compliments, as he did during a speech at the topping-off ceremony at the giant Solar City plant in Buffalo, where he called Calieros his economic guru.
And has economic visions that other mere mortals can't actually see.
Under Andrew Cuomo, the prestige and the autonomy of what's now the independent SUNY Polytechnic Institute has grown. President Obama even visited during his 2012 re-election campaign. Calieros is president and CEO, and he's paid over $1 million a year from SUNY and the university's research institute. He's been a key player in designing the state's Buffalo Billion and other projects, and he's credited with inventing the opaque not-for-profit management model that's now under scrutiny by the U.S. Attorney Preet Bharara. It's estimated that Calieros at one time oversaw over $43 billion in economic development projects. John Caney, with the reform group Reinvent Albany, says it's grown into a system that is ripe for corruption.
The whole SUNY Poly empire that has been created and now steers billions of dollars a year in very, very large business subsidies or handouts is out of control, basically.
Calieros, who did not agree to talk for this story, was born in the late 1950s, and he grew up in war-torn Lebanon. According to a 2012 profile in the Albany Times-Union, he survived a terrorist attack as a teenager and for a time joined the Christian militia before emigrating to the United States and eventually getting a Ph.D. in physics from the University of Illinois. During the past two decades in the Albany area, the colorful and charismatic Calieros has been seen driving to the local Starbucks in his Ferrari with custom license plates that read Dr. Nano. But since the federal probe and an additional investigation by the state attorney general has begun, Calieros appears to have fallen from grace within the Cuomo administration. In May, he was stripped of all authority in making economic development deals, according to a letter from Governor Cuomo's top counsel. Earlier this year, Calieros resigned from the boards of two not-for-profit management groups that awarded the contracts. And Cuomo has publicly distanced himself from Calieros. They no longer appear together at economic development announcements. The governor was asked by reporters recently about the contract awards to politically connected campaign contributors, which are at the heart of the federal probe. Cuomo said he didn't make those decisions. SUNY did.
They are the ones who ran the contracts, ran the competitions, made the selections, and I had absolutely nothing to do with that.
Cuomo says he still thinks the SUNY Poly president's work has been extraordinary in turning around upstate. But when he was asked not just once, but twice by reporters whether Cuomo still has confidence in Calieros, the governor did not directly answer. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.